With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. This could wind up being the final day of the federal government shutdown. The House is expected to vote today on a Senate-passed bill to end the shutdown. The bill would then go to President Trump, who is expected to sign it. Transportation Secretary Duffy says if the shutdown does end now, there's time to salvage holiday travel.
As we come into Thanksgiving, this is the Super Bowl of air traffic controlling, right? It's massive movement of Americans. And again, this shutdown is going to get us to a place where we can get controllers back in our facilities controlling the airspace.
Federal workers have missed a couple of paychecks, and that's putting a bit of a dent in the economy.
So that means less spending on restaurant meals, less spending on travel, delayed purchases of larger things like cars or furniture. People are unlikely to spend on those large items when they don't have a paycheck.
National economics correspondent Chris Rugaber. President Trump has riled his MAGA base by saying American workers aren't talented enough for some jobs.
During a Fox News Channel interview, the president defended the H-1B visa program as a way to bring in talent for high-skilled jobs. It's a hot-button issue for MAGA supporters who argue H-1Bs take jobs away from Americans. But Donald Trump said the U.S. doesn't have qualified workers for certain positions, saying you can't take people off an unemployment line and put them in a factory. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Baby formula manufacturer ByHeart is recalling all of its products sold nationwide. The move comes days after a more limited recall amid an expanding outbreak of infant botulism. At least 15 babies in 12 states have been sickened in the outbreak since August, with more cases pending. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 106 points. This is SRN News. A Baptist women's conference marks a milestone.
The Lifeway Women's Leadership Forum has celebrated 30 years of ministry to women. Baptist Press says over 800 people gathered earlier this month for a conference at a church in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Leaders reflected on their last three decades of women's ministry while prompting attendees to be prepared for the next 30 years of leadership, reflecting on themes of being trustworthy leaders grounded in God. George Williams reporting.
The Chicago Tribune, in a strongly worded editorial, calls on Governor J.B. Pritzker to reject a controversial measure that would legalize assisted suicide in Illinois, warning of profound ethical dilemmas and risks to the most vulnerable. The editorial comes as the state grapples with the implications of House Bill 3100. Pro-life advocates oppose the bill, and they see as a dangerous erosion of the sanctity of human life. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court on Tuesday extended an order blocking full SNAP payments amid signals that the government shutdown could soon end and food payments resume.
The order keeps in place, at least for a few more days, a chaotic situation. People who depend on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to feed their families in some states have received their full monthly allocations, while others have received nothing. The order, which is three sentences long and comes with no explanation on the court's thinking, will expire just before midnight Thursday. The Senate has approved a bill to end the shutdown, and the House of Representatives could vote on it as early as Wednesday. Reopening the government would restart the program that helps 42 million Americans buy groceries, but it's not clear how quickly the full payments would resume. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Southeast has set low temperature records even before winter officially arrives. A freeze warning affecting some 18 million people extended across Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. More details at srnnews.com.